Outside the Todd Bolander Center one recent afternoon, the city feels locked in an icebox. But inside, members of the Kansas City Ballet are glistening with perspiration as they're readying the company's production of Dracula. In a second-floor rehearsal space, creator and choreographer Michael Pink is putting dancers through one of the show's lighter moments.
So stay. So, and his legs are really important because they're underneath him.
In a bigger studio downstairs, the score is more intense. In front of a gothic-looking spiral staircase and a large bed on a slant, dancers Logan Pachars, who was one of the two Draculas, and Tempe Ostergren are discussing their scene of seduction.
Should I get higher on you there, or was that okay?
A little higher. Mm-hmm. Push your hips up forward a little bit once you do the wrap.
Michael Pink is currently the artistic director of the Milwaukee Ballet Company. He was working in London when he created this version of Dracula to mark the centenary of the publication of Bram Stoker's book. He says the novel inspired him much more than the campy movie Draculas people are used to.
People come with a sense that it's going to be a little bit fun, it's going to be, you know, fangs and blood, and it's going to be glib, a little bit like the B-movies, the millions of B-movies that have been made. I want people to take away from this that it feels utterly real, that what they experience is that this might be the closest they get to the sense of being really close to a Dracula. This, for me, is about, can you, in the live theater, in that moment of real time, really create the sense of who Dracula is and create the excitement and the fear, the anticipation that goes with it? And the short answer is that we have.
Also dancing the title character is Anthony Kreutzkamp, who has his own read on who Dracula is and when he'll find him in rehearsal.
He's sinister, but he's not. He doesn't always want to bite people. He'd rather be human. So it's hard to have that strength and that urge. Every time I see a vein, I need to stare at it. I need to want it. But at the same time, you don't want to bite it until you lose yourself, and you have to. So as of right now, I float in and out of the character because I'm trying to hit that musicality. And eventually that'll just flow through me. Once I have the music memorized, per se, I don't think anymore. Like, when I'm on stage, I don't think. There is no thinking. You're just doing.
Choreographer Michael Pink says the leap from the novel to a ballet is, for him, an agile, natural one.
It calls out to be danced because I think it is fundamentally a silent movie. I think the power of it, the pace of it, it's an adventure story, which is fundamentally about a race to catch Dracula and see if we can dispense with him. So we can create a sense of energy, identity, movement, pace in silent, nonverbal theater. And again, back to the same thing. If Dracula were to speak, you would be affected by the way he spoke. The fact he doesn't speak, it's up to you. And that's the same for all the other characters. And that's why nonverbal theater has a place to be an incredibly powerful theatrical convention, especially when you're trying to tell these type of stories.
Michael Pink adds that when Dracula has been performed in other cities, its lead dancer has achieved something like rock star status, complete with fans lined up outside the stage door after the final bows. Steve Walker, KCUR News.